Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Morning, Tony. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you. What's your thoughts on the governor's race? It's going to be Virge Bonnero and Rick Snyder.
Well, a bit of a surprise. You know, I think it kind of demonstrates that when folks are given an opportunity, perhaps, to go with someone new, they'll take it. You know, we saw a lot of our incumbents survive last night, I guess, to a degree, but when they had a clear choice from a somewhat of an outsider for, as opposed to someone we've seen before, at least on a statewide basis, they chose somebody new in Rick Snyder. And, of course, Virge has been out of the state legislature for a period of time and kind of used that as his one of his runs to governor, that he's not part of the mess, as he called it.
Who did the Insurance Institute of Michigan support for governor?
Well, we don't make formal endorsements, particularly in primaries, so we're just trying to make sure that whoever does come in recognizes the importance of our industry here in the state, and that you know, we want to be part of the solutions to turn Michigan around.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about a recent Supreme Court decision. The court set a new standard in injury lawsuits, actually overturning a 2004 decision in compensation. The case was tossed out, and I wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, you know, it's appropriate, Tony, that we kind of talk about this the day after the elections, because, you know, this decision and several others that were released late Sunday night, really it kind of reflect the results of our elections back in 2008 when Cliff Taylor was taken off the Supreme Court. Diana Hathaway, who won that seat, had campaigned on overturning this, what they, was called the Criner decision, and she certainly delivered that, I think, this last week. So, unfortunately, it's our policyholders are going to kind of bear the brunt of this decision, and what we've seen is an expansion of the ability to sue now under our no-fault statute. And, you know, you can argue back and forth on when it's appropriate to be able to sue for what we call pain and suffering awards, but the whole no-fault system is predicated on a trade-off between mandatory, what we call first-party benefits, your health care, your wage replacement, things of that nature, balanced against a limitation on the number of lawsuits that are allowed. That was the whole big debate back in the late 60s and early 70s when we adopted our no-fault system. We tried to balance out, you know, eliminating as much as possible the litigation that chewed up much of the premium dollars and made sure that benefits went to the consumers when they are injured in automobile accidents. So we think this really pushes what we call the threshold way too far to one side and creates an imbalance there in the no-fault system that unfortunately is going to probably increase costs for our customers.
Under Michigan's no-fault law, someone hurt in a vehicle accident can recover lost wages and money for medical bills from their own insurer, but suing a third party for pain and suffering is tougher. And I guess when you talk about pain and suffering, who's to determine how much you suffer and the value on that?
Well, that's absolutely, that's the key question we have here, Tony, and that's what this decision did. It, as you indicated, it threw out a prior decision from 2004 where the court tried to define a little more specifically for the courts when it's a threshold injury, when it's, you know, if you will, severe enough to justify pain and suffering awards. And that's the difficulty with the no-fault system. It's actually designed to prevent you from suing except in those exceptional circumstances, because under Michigan's no-fault law, unlike any other no-fault state, we provide complete coverage for your medical care and wage replacements and so forth. Michigan mandates an unlimited lifetime medical benefit if you're injured in a car accident. No other state has that. We're unique in Michigan. And that obviously comes at a price. So we have to balance the cost of that mandate on our citizens against a limitation on the court costs and the awards and what they call pain and suffering. It's, you know, it is a trade-off. That's part of the no-fault system. And unfortunately, we think this decision kind of throws a wrench into the works and that balance, which we think we've had for the last 6 years.
We're talking with Pete Kuhnmensch, who is with the Insurance Institute of Michigan. He's the director, and we've been talking about the recent Michigan Supreme Court decision. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Pete, what will be the Institute's next step with this ruling?
Well, you know, the impact of this, Tony, is going to evolve over time. Unfortunately, more lawsuits are going to translate into increased price pressures on automobile premiums. We're going to look to the legislature, perhaps, to provide some more clarity within the law so the court doesn't have as much discretion, I guess, to interpret. You know, as I mentioned earlier, depending upon which justices are seated, you're going to get a different interpretation of the law. And I think if the legislature defined the law a little more specifically, we'd probably have less of this back and forth between court decisions. I think we hope the legislature will take a look at this and try to find that balance that we need to keep auto insurance affordable here in Michigan.
Pete, appreciate your time. I have your cell phone, and I got a feeling as we get into the year, you're going to regret giving me that because insurance is always a hot topic here in the state of Michigan.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning, Tony, and anytime I'm willing to talk to you and your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
You bet.